Happy Monday to you, the Take Two family. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. And you, you're the key person today. And we're talking all about miracles because God is in the miracle business. So miracle stories, that's what I'm trying to look for today. And if you have one, small or big, we'd love to hear from you. There's small miracles happening each and every day, and there's some really big miracles happening in our lives. So we would love to hear the details of it, not because we're nosy, but because it builds confidence in God. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in. All you have to do is pick up the phone. Oh, come on. The phone's in your hand. And start dialing 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And here's how it works. You'll call, you'll speak to Matt Kabinsky. He is absolutely amazing to talk to. We say it all the time because he really is. And you'll chat with him for a few minutes. And then he'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live and you'll slip right into the discussion and you'll be able to share your miracle story. It's important we do this work. Why? Because the world is telling us God's not in the miracle business. The world's telling us God has abandoned you. The world's telling us God's not there for you. And it's just not true. So let's stay with the truth. Let's stick with the truth and let's build confidence in God and let's truly trust God because he has our backs and he cares about us. He knows every hair on our head. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to flourish. And he does believe in miracles and wants to see them. Physical healings, spiritual, all sorts of miracles that have to do with our lives and our work. There's all sorts of things. Miracles can come through the right people at the right time, situations that just line up perfectly. God is in the miracle business. Do you believe that? If you do, call in a story of your own or one that you heard. I'm sure somebody even recently has maybe at work or they've called you and they said, hey, you know, I got to tell you this story. It's kind of miraculous. Nobody could figure out what happened. Or how about this? You were diagnosed with something and on the scans, it looked clear as a bell that it was cancer or tumors and you go back for a follow-up visit and it's gone. It's completely gone. And the doctors are, well, I don't know how that happens. And they hesitate to sometimes go all the way to the word miracle. But they'll say things like, I don't know how that happened, but you consider yourself lucky. Well, is it luck or is it a miracle? Come on, you guys, let's fill up those phone lines. This is your show, and this is your opportunity on a worldwide platform to share with the world about miracles that happen every single day. And this is important, very important work we're doing here to help others, other souls believe in God. So are you with me? I want to talk a ton of miracles. I want at least 10 or 11 miracles today. Be one of them. If you feel a little nudge in your spirit, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Please dial in and share your story. We're very friendly, by the way. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Like I said, we've got Matt on the phones. We've got our wonderful producer, Michael McCall, on the controls doing a great job. We've got Rich on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, you guys. Yes, thank you so much for the kind words about my home studio. I really worked hard on putting up all the icons and all the images. Most of the images behind me, a lot of the Take Two family sent me. So you can maybe recognize your image or something that you sent. Thank you so much. The gifts are amazing. You guys are so generous. I love you so very, very much. Jerry does as well, and he'll be back with us tomorrow. But you have me today. I have you talking about miracle stories. There you go. You're lighting up the phone lines. That's the way to do it. I love the Take Two family all talking all about miracles today. Miracle stories. That's what we titled it today. And the number to dial. Okay. If you feel that little tug in your spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. Say yes. 833-288-EWTN 833-288-3986. Okay, so like I said, Rich is on social media. He'll pick up all the messages there. If you have a story there, you're going to have to keep it very brief, though, because he puts it on the show document, and then I read it. So I want to make sure I get just the highlights of the story. And if you have a really short miracle story you want to send, you can send it by way of text. And the way to do that is you text the letters EWTN to 58177. 7. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your very brief comment. And just know that message and data rates may apply. So keep that in mind. The saint of the day is Blessed Luke Belluti. And these saints that we highlight pretty much every day, we want to do that for your benefit so that you, in your free time, you look up the saint and learn the story and see if you can become friends with that saint, and that saint can be part of your life. It's really quite amazing how the saints are there for us, and they want to absolutely help us get to heaven. Okay, I see we're going all around the country with miracles. It's coming in strong from Texas and all sorts of places that listen to Take Two. You guys are awesome. Look at you go with the miracle stories. You're helping a lot of souls today, and that's very important. Now, you're probably wondering, did I experience a miracle this weekend? I did. I really did. There was a very interesting situation with people. Then I was talking earlier when we started the show about how people can just line up at just the perfect time. And that happened to me this weekend. The right people stepped up at the right time. It was really amazing. I consider that a mini miracle. God really stepped in and made sure, and the people had to say yes. Okay, that's one thing. God will never infringe on our free will, right? So the people involved had to say yes. And they all did. And it all lined up really beautifully, almost like a puzzle coming together and you see a tapestry. I just love that. You know, I think God is so amazing. And I do believe that He provides the opportunities for us if we have the eyes to see. We have to be aware of it. If we just go through life on autopilot, we're going to miss a lot of things. There's miracles all around. Just being alive is a miracle. Do you believe that? I do. Just being alive is a miracle. Maybe that's what you want to text in. Just say amen. That would be wonderful. Or call us and really share with us the details of the miracle stories. 833-288-EWTN. You guys are going strong with miracle stories. I love the Take Two family. 833-288-3986. You hear the music? We're going to hit that first break. When we come back, I'm going right to the phones, and I want to hear the details of the miracles that God is performing in our lives. We just have to look for them. Miracle stories today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I expect to hear from you. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Talking miracle stories today on Take Two, and I'm going to get to Teresa in San Angelo, Texas in just a moment. You'll be our first caller today to start the conversation. So Teresa, hang on. Wanted to share with our listeners, listen to this. This is so cool. The Lenten Cookbook by Dr. Scott Hahn and David Geiser. From breads to stews to omelets to desserts, award-winning chef and former Vatican Swiss guard David Geiser brings us 75 new international recipes that were specially conceived. Look at this, for the penitential season of Lent. Oh, so they're recipes that actually pertain to Lent. I love this. I'm getting this book. From delicious soups and salads to zesty classic Lenten staples, Chef Geiser offers a uniquely Catholic way of celebrating the Lenten season in your home each year. Okay, this is so cool. More than a cookbook, this first ever guidebook for mealtimes in Lent features essays from acclaimed biblical scholar Dr. Scott Hahn, who reflects on the history of fasting and its integral role in our personal spiritual growth. Dr. Hahn guides you on how to practice a holy Lent that will enable you to return your focus to Christ and how to carry the unique and extraordinary joys of Lent forward the rest of the year. Okay, this is amazing. It goes on and on, but there's so much more. You're going to have to pick up the book. I'm going to race to EWTNRC.com after the show and pick up the book. I love cookbooks. I have so many of them and I love them. Free standard shipping online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. And wanted to just share with you again, Dr. Ray's book. Everybody's, since I got the book, here's the book, I'm showing it on video. Since I got the book, everybody's been getting the book, and your the feedback is in that we definitely have to have Dr. Ray on take two. And so Michael, our producer, is scheduling that now. So hopefully he'll be with us during Lent. How to Get Along with Almost Everybody by Dr. Ray Guarendi. Great book. That's also available on EWTNRC. If you're going to get that free shipping, you might as well get a couple books. I'm just saying. Because that's how you can maximize that. All right, that's my shopping tips for today. Let's get to the phones. Here's some miracle stories. Teresa's up first, San Angelo, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Teresa. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Well, I was telling you that to me there was a miracle because I was driving to San Antonio, and in Kerrville it had started raining really hard. So I went all the way to San Antonio, and then I got on this bridge, and I started panicking for it to the point that I couldn't drive anymore. I was so afraid. I was frozen. And there was traffic behind me coming. I mean, a lot of traffic, and then I was getting more panicky. And then suddenly this guy came out of an 18-wheeler and asked me what was the matter. And I said, he said, are you broke down? I said, no, I just panicked, and I'm frozen. I can't move. And he said, well, I want to take you out of here. I want to get right in front of you. So nobody can go around you or nothing, and I want to take you out of this bridge. And he did. And to me, that was a miracle because I was so scared, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he came out of the truck, and he just came on the scene and helped you get past the bridge and calmed everything down? And then you never saw him again?
No, never.
Wow.
To me, he was an angel. That's what I've always told everybody that I've told that story to.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I said, I think I didn't even know because where did he come from, you know, and just, you know,
yeah.
Get me out of that situation.
Yeah, well, how does God line that up so perfectly? You know, you were in need, you were asking for help, and God provided the person. The person said yes, and stepped on the scene and really helped you. That is beautiful. And tell us what it has done for you to reinforce the trust that you have for God. That's the important thing of these miracle stories. How it builds our confidence and trust in God.
Oh yes, I believe in God very much, and mm-hmm. I've had so many tragedies happen to me that it's gotten me so much closer to the Lord, you know.
Yes, beautiful.
Like my house burned down after that, and oh my gosh. No, it didn't burn down. It burned, but not all the way down. But anyway, he got me back home. I'm back home, and I'm still trying to build it up. It's not perfect, but it's livable. I'll live there again.
Well, that's good. So you have, I mean, your house is safe. That's good. So, but Teresa, I put you in the book. We're going to ask God, especially during this Lenten season, for just an abundant amount of graces and blessings for you. Cause it sounds like you've been through a lot. And so we want God to continue to shower the good things in your life so that you can have just the best, most abundant life. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, Teresa. Thank you for starting the conversation. We're moving to Dover, New Hampshire. Station of the Cross is the way. Marianne is listening. Hi, Marianne. You're going to tell us a miracle story, or do you need a miracle?
Yes. Can you hear me all right, Deb?
Yes. Go right ahead, Marianne. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, as I told your person who answered me, I need a miracle. First of all, I thought I would say that there was a man who became a brother of the Hospitalliers, and he was from Dover, New Hampshire, at St. Charles Parish here. And in his life, he went back and forth to Canada. But anyway, he worked for 20 years serving the people in Vietnam in their troubles until he died with a disease in 1972. And his cause has been advanced, and he has declared venerable.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least one miracle has been achieved through his intercession. And his name is Brother William Gagnon, or Gagnon in French.
And so is that who you're going to for the miracle you need?
That's what we would like. And I'm working on finding out more about him currently, you understand?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diocesan newspaper. And so I have a beautiful granddaughter who was hurt by a softball, can you believe, 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. And just a softball hitting her lower leg. And here we are 24 years later after scar tissue and tumors and surgeries. And she's had an amputation above her knee 5 months ago. And she's in terrible suffering with a bone disease there. And so, to me, 24 years of suffering, we need a miracle. And so, that's why I'm calling you.
Oh, okay, well, let me just make sure. Okay, so this is, tell me the relative's name. Is it a niece?
My granddaughter, Marcy. Oh.
Marcy, okay, so it's your granddaughter. Okay, Marcy.
Christina. So she has Jesus' name, right? Marcy,
yeah,
Christina.
Yeah. Okay, so we need a miracle for Marcy. So we'll start praying. I put you, Marianne, in the book, your whole family, the medical staff that is around Marcy. So they're in the book as well. And let's go for that miracle. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you said she's 24. Here's the thing. Some people will say, well, you know, and it's true that we go for what, you know, obviously, a spiritual, you know, healing. Absolutely. But we'll go big with God. We go big for that physical healing, that full miracle. And it's okay to go big with God, but it's also, we also have to remember that whatever God deems as good and holy and good for us, we accept and we accept willingly and joyfully because it's God. It's God. So we entrust it all to God. And we go big with God, and then we live as best we can in peace and joy while we're going through this. So, Marianne, we've got you covered in prayer, your whole family, okay?
Right.
Thank you. I think I'm getting I'm having a difficult time hearing you a little bit, but thank you, Marianne. Keep us posted on your granddaughter, and God bless you for calling in. We're going to move to Donald in Republic, Missouri on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Donald. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you.
Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. This has been a couple of years back. I just moved down here. I'm not Catholic. I was raised Assembly of God. My dad was an Assembly of God pastor, but that means nothing. God is still God. I was in the hospital. They were giving me blood transfusions because I was losing so much blood. They ran a scope down my stomach and said I had two rather large ulcers that were bleeding quite heavily. Mm-hmm. So they said, tomorrow morning we're doing surgery on you. I said, all right. You know, I prayed about it. My wife prayed about it. My little daughter was praying about it. You know, everybody else. But anyway, when it came time for the surgery, they ran the tube down my throat. I guess they were going to mark something. I don't know. And they said, hey, you brought me the wrong patient. They go, what do you mean? She goes, well, didn't this guy supposed to have two ulcers? She goes, yeah. I said, there's no ulcers in here.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, I'm half dragged up, and I want to look. So then how many times do you get to actually see an ulcer? I mean, get to see an answer to your prayer that's inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited. So my wife come in for the time of the surgery, and I'm getting dressed. She goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm going home. She goes, why? I said, God healed me. The doctor even come in, and he'd made fun of me saying that I was listening to a snake oil salesman that could pray for me.
Mm.
So I've enjoyed all my life being able to think about that guy. He had to admit that there is a God and that he does heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would remind people that your prayer life is only effective as the last time you prayed.
Mm.
You know,
interesting.
You got to keep after it. And one quick other story.
Go ahead.
My dad, his uncle was dying in the hospital at the time in North Kansas City Hospital. There was no way he could get up there to see him in time. So our church prayed, surely in North Kansas City Hospital, there's someone that's a Christian that can go in and speak with him before he dies. Because this man was, you know, he was not saved, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And a little Catholic nun was walking down the hallway. God spoke to her, said, you need to go speak to this man right now and lead him to God because he ain't going to make it past noon. She went in. She led him to the Lord. And we got there, we were so excited. So even though I'm not Catholic, man, y'all made me so happy that day. I cannot begin to express how happy I am. You know, I think a lot of people when we get to heaven are going to be surprised at who all is there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Donald, what you're saying is quite beautiful. And those that love the Lord, those that trust the Lord, they believe in God. You know, God is in the miracle business. God wants to heal. He wants to love. He wants to do all the things that we know God is, right? It's us. We're the ones who struggle with how to relate to God. I really appreciate what you said about the next time you pray. That's this idea of staying connected with God. And that's what I love about what we do here on Catholic Radio. And I love that you're listening and you're part of the Take Two family. So thank you so very much, because we should stay together as the body of Christ. We should continue to talk about God every chance we get, either thinking about God, talking about God, you know, praying to God, being able to have that absolute connection. Donald, the saints, the Catholic saints, that's exactly what they did. They stayed connected. It's the vine and the branches. You know, it's an amazing parable that Jesus shared with all of us when he said, remain in me or abide in me. He said it multiple times. Why? Because he wants us to always be connected to the vine. Donald, awesome. Any final quick comments here?
Yeah, I just want to remind people that your victory isn't determined by your circumstances. It's by God being who he said he is. Mm-hmm. He will do what he said he will do. And when we get to heaven, there's going to be a lot of questions that we may have, but I think when we get there, those questions are going to be gone anyway. But, you know, I just want people to remember, man, stay in the Word, go to church, Mass, whatever, mm-hmm. and remember that instructions only affect you to the extent that you apply it in your life.
Well, you know, it sounds like you're really walking the walk, talking the talk as a Christian, Donald, and thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Please continue to listen to Take Two. We've got the coolest topics coming up for Lent and for the summer time, and then going into the fall. It's just great topics for us to go deeper, just like we're doing right now with this conversation. So God bless you, sir. Take care and have a beautiful rest of your day in the great state of Missouri. I love the Missouri area. Great food, I have to tell you. Fabulous Italian food in Missouri, St. Louis area. Thank you, Donald. Okay, we're going to say hello real quickly to Carol in Pennsylvania. But Carol, I'm going to tell you right up front, I've got to hold you through the break. So Carol in Pennsylvania on the EWTN app, I just wanted to say hello. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Hi, you got a miracle, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I sure do.
Okay, that's so cool. Well, I wanted you to hold a little longer because I didn't want you to think I forgot about you, because we're going to start we're going to hit the pause button in just a bit. So I'll go ahead and give the number a couple times and share who's waiting to come up after you, Carol. But Carol's got a miracle, and this is Miracle Stories Today. So you really want to call in because this is important. We heard from Donald. We heard from Marianne. We heard from Teresa. Folks are texting in. Folks are going in on social media. I'm waving to everybody. You guys are amazing, coming in strong. And you can join the conversation by dialing 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I want to hear Carol's story of the miracles. And just keep this in mind, folks. When we share these real stories that have happened to us, okay, and we're sharing the details, there's a reason. It's to help you who are listening right now to build your confidence, build your trust in God, and know that God's got your back. Okay, everybody, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to Carol's story, and then Rosalie and Sarah, we'll get to you. And there's so many more coming in real fast here on Miracle Stories Today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'll be right back. We're talking miracle stories today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Okay, I won't leave you in suspense any longer. Carol is waiting to tell us her miracle story from Pennsylvania. Hi, Carol. Thank you so much for waiting. Go ahead, give us the details.
Well, I was born quite a while ago, and I was a premature baby, but I was not born blind. Okay, I was perfectly fine. I was dropped when I was 4 months old by a nurse, and she was too scared to report it, so she didn't. So my parents brought me home from the hospital on April Fool's Day, and I was perfectly fine, but when I was 6 months old, I became blind from being dropped. And they told my parents to institutionalize me because I would never amount to anything. Well, that wasn't true. Not only did I amount to, I went to college, I majored in music, I had two children who are grown now, and I thank God, our Father, for every breath of air I take, because to me, that is a miracle. And I'm so grateful to share this story with everyone, and it is true, it's not fiction, and I just want y'all to know that God our Father cares about what we go through in our life. It matters to Him. And the rosaries matter when we pray them. And the chaplets matter. And there are going to be more miracles. I know it. I feel it. And I'm so happy to be with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy you shared your story. So you are the miracle, Carol. How beautiful that is. May I ask, did that nurse ever reconcile that? I mean, she must have been filled with tremendous guilt.
Well, here's the funny part. When we moved to the house where I grew up, she was the neighbor across the street, and she remembered me. I was like 5 years old at the time, and we lived on a small street, and she couldn't get in her car fast enough to get away. First thing she said before she left to my mom was, "Are you all going to sue me?" And mom said, "You got to live with what you did." And that was it.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. We've got to pray. Yeah, that's tough to live with that. Now, it was an accident that she dropped you, right? It was an accident.
Yeah. She wasn't supposed to take me out where I was. I was in an isolate, and she took me out to show someone, and she tripped on one of those mats by a door, and I just flew out of the blanket. I could have been killed.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, obviously I wasn't. And when I had my children were normal size, and when I had my children, I was thinking how incredible it was to hold a baby the size that I was. I mean, I still can't wrap my mind around it all these years later. Mm-hmm. I really can't, because my kids were normal size. Yeah.
Wow. So Carol, when you said you love music, do you sing, do you play, or both?
I play, I compose, I play the piano and organ, and I've done a lot of composition work. When my piano teacher was alive, she really pushed me to compose, and most of the things I composed were about Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. May I ask, are you still visually impaired?
Yes.
You are?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
So have you ever tried to contact, I'm just curious, Andrea Bocelli?
No, her name sounds familiar, though.
He's the opera singer. Andrea Bocelli from Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's blind. So it's just interesting because I watched his documentary the other night, and it was talking about how he loves to connect with the community, especially those who have the musical talents and have, either they are blind or something of that nature, or have some other situation that they have to work through to achieve the highest level of musical talent. I found it interesting. Just keep that in mind, Carol.
Wow, I will. I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you for being the miracle for us today. That's incredible. Way to go. And I love how powerful you said rosaries matter. Prayer matters. God cares. And I love that. Carol, way to go. You're awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. We appreciate it on Miracle Stories. Wow. That was powerful. Okay, we're going to go back to Texas. Rosalie's waiting next on Guadalupe Radio Network. Rosalie, welcome.
Hello. I'm so glad to get to talk to y'all, and I love listening to these stories. They're so uplifting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too. I love it. I could have talked to Carol all day long. I mean, you know, she was talking about how her parents were told to institutionalize the young child, and their parents, you know, said no. And then she went on to live this incredible life. And I mean, I think so many times we give up so quickly on God. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yes. But go ahead. Tell us your story.
I started having pain in my right arm, pretty severe pain, and I'm 74. And I was taking care of my sister-in-law. I'm a retired nurse who has dementia in Burney, Texas. And I couldn't sit without propping it a certain way. I couldn't lift it. I couldn't. So I tried everything under the sun. Finally, I said, I need to go see a doctor. This just isn't getting any better. Mm-hmm. And I actually, first part of the miracle, I found the doctor that did the surgery on my left arm.
Wow.
And I had surgery down here in Edinburg, Texas, which is 240 miles from Burney, Texas, up there. Mm-hmm. And he was just down the street in Burney, Texas.
Wow. So that was the first miracle, the right doctor.
That was the first part of the miracle, yes, that I felt comfortable going to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he ordered an MRI and therapy and did a steroid injection and did testing on my arm. And the insurance wouldn't pay for the MRI because they wanted me to go to two rounds of therapy and two injections. And I said, no, there's something wrong. I'll pay for the MRI. So I paid cash for my MRI, and I had a torn rotator cuff.
Mm.
And I was hurting. He hadn't done the injection or the therapy yet. I went back to get the report from the MRI. And he told me, you know, at your age, where you're conservative, we don't do surgery. They want therapy. And I laughed at him, and I told him, at my age, you did my first surgery 20 years ago. I know how old you are. But I went to church that Sunday, and it was difficult for me to sit in a pew because my arm hurt. I couldn't lean back. And I took my lady that had dementia to Mass on Sundays. And as I was going to communion, I was praying for the pain in my arm and told God I couldn't really handle it much longer. You know, I said, this pain is bad. You take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took communion, went back and sat down in the pew. And I thought, wow. It's not hurting to sit down.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
And we went home, and I fixed lunch, and we sat down to watch TV, and I had a big problem sitting on the couch because it threw my arm forward. But I sat down, and again, I had no pain whatsoever.
Go ahead. Okay, keep going. Don't let me forget about how you gave it to God, but go ahead, keep going.
That night I went to bed, and again, no pain, and I had not been sleeping. It hurt a lot, and I had no pain whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to the doctor the next week, and he's asking me, how's your pain? How's this? And I said, I've got a story. And he looked at me and I said, I gave it to God when I went to communion, and I told him I've had no pain since. And I said, and I'll show you something else, because I was unable to lift my arm laterally but about 6 inches.
Right.
And I said, let me show you. I said, you might not believe. I don't know where you are in your religion, but I said, check this out. And I lifted my arm straight up.
Wow. Wow. Well, Rosalie, I have to tell you something. What you did was so brilliant when you at receiving communion and giving it to God. It is so true. I have heard, so many stories of people that have were in severe pain, and they will say, Lord, take it, or I'm putting it at the foot of the cross, or, Lord, help me carry this, or take some of it, because, He's God. He's God. He's huge. And what you did was so powerful, and God responded, because I believe, in my humble opinion, it was because of your faith that you knew that He was going to take that pain away. And then you were able to move. You had some range of motion there with your shoulder. Wow. Now, how did the doctor respond? I'm just curious. Was he a believer?
Well, he just said, I guess I know where you'll be on Sunday. And I said, yes, you're right. I'm normally there every Sunday, but yes, I will be.
Yeah.
But he still had, of course, involves money, but he still had to give me an injection. He still sent me to therapy, and I passed all their goals in therapy, so I got kicked out of therapy on the first day.
Oh, my goodness.
And finally, I told him, no, I don't want to play with you anymore. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Rosalie,
I think you're precious. I love your giggle. I love your sense of humor. And you know what? You're awesome, because you really threw all your chips in and said, okay, God, you got to take this. And He took it. And I think it's wonderful. Yeah. God bless you. You're incredible. I put you in the book just to make sure you stay healthy. And I really appreciate your story today on miracles. So thank you for coming in strong from Guadalupe Radio Network. Okay, we're going to stay in Texas. Texas, Rosalie. So listen to this next story. It's Sarah from Midland, Texas, also on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Sarah. Welcome back to the program.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead. Tell us the story.
Okay. In 2020, my first daughter had our first granddaughter, and it was right across the street from where I teach at our Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on the third day after she'd been born, we get a call from the lady at the church office telling me that they've asked for a priest to come for a last rites for this baby, and I had no clue. So what had happened was, in the middle of the night, they'd been discharged to just go under the bilirubin lights on another floor, my daughter and her daughter, and she started failing, all her organs started shutting down. And in the middle of the night, someone was sent in, I'm sure it was by God, to check on this baby and wake up her mother and say, your child is failing to thrive. I'm going to take her to the NICU.
Mm-hmm.
So they take her in, and later on that morning, I find out that they've already got the life flight getting ready to take her from Midland to Fort Worth to Cook.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, turns out she had pulmonary hypertension, and her heart had been beating so hard and so fast that everything was shutting down because it couldn't keep up. So months later, when she gets home, there's a snowstorm that follows them. They get home to Midland, and that night we had like Snowmageddon. And they were able to stay home with the baby for, a few more months plus COVID time. Well, anyway, we always like to go back and tell people thank you. No one knows who that nurse was.
Wow.
They didn't know who it was, who went and found that baby and saved her life.
Oh my goodness.
So,
I can feel the Holy Spirit. I have chills from head to toe on this one. This is so nobody was able to go back and thank that particular person?
No. They don't know who it was.
Wow.
My daughter, we tried, but anyway, God just, you know, he wanted that baby to live, and she's a little redheaded firecracker, 5 years old, and and precious as can be. And, you know, God just, I'm trying to leave town, and I just kept saying, I'm going to hang up. And I said, no, someone needs to know mm-hmm. how good God is and how he can mm-hmm. surprise you and answer your prayers you didn't even know needed answering.
Absolutely. You know? Well, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. I believe that was an angelic encounter there. Sarah, I put you in the book, your family, your daughter, the 5-year-old. Do you feel comfortable giving us her first name? If you don't, that's okay.
Oh, of course. Madeline. Okay.
Madeline. Oh, I love that name. Oh, how beautiful. Well, she's 5. Does she realize she was saved by like an angel?
Well, we teased that it was my mother, because my mother was just that we call her margin charge.
We just
figure she came down and said, someone get this baby. She's about to code. But she's not completely clear on it, but she does love to go to God's house and talk with Jesus. So,
oh, beautiful.
Keep her doing that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're probably teaching her the guardian angel prayer and about her guardian angel, because obviously, you know, she...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Oh, Sarah, yeah. I'm so glad you stopped everything and shared this story with us. What a precious, amazing miracle story. Wow. Thank you, Sarah. We needed to hear it today. Okay, these stories are just incredible, one after another, just really with the details, how God works in just the nick of time. So let's hear what Marlene has to say in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. Marlene, welcome to the program.
Hi, yes. I was calling because I had a miracle with my son. I had been personally going through a divorce, and he started stuttering, and I've attributed it to the stress of my divorce affecting him. Mm-hmm. So I was in prayer for him, and I said, Lord, please don't let this baby pay the penalty for my sins. And so I was just fervently praying for him, and I just felt like the Lord said, your son is my son. And that meant to me that he loved my son as much as I did and more. And so I just left it in his hands. And the next day, he had been stuttering for a long time and had speech therapists and everything had done nothing for him. And then the next day, after praying for him and hearing that interior voice, his stuttering started getting better and better. And within 1 week, he no longer stuttered. And I just feel like if I never get another miracle in my life, that miracle will see me through to the day I die. Oh. Because it was just so profound. He stuttered so bad, you just wanted to finish every sentence for him. Mm-hmm. And I just thought he was an innocent victim.
Well, Marlene, that just goes to show a mother's heart. You know, you said to the Lord, you know, don't let the effects of this divorce affect my son. And then the response that you felt that God told you, boy, did that hit me emotionally, where you said, your son is my son. And we forget that so often, right? We be, as parents and grandparents, it's our family, our children. You know, we gave birth to them. We took care of them. We nurtured them. We raised them. But they're God's. And it's so, what you did, Marlene, in so many ways, in so many levels, was so incredibly important to God that I believe that's why God said, okay, we're going to remove this stuttering. We're going to take this away. And then you're so grateful for that miracle and that gift that you said, if nothing else ever happens, you're so grateful. You know, Marlene, there's a lot to unpack with your story. But I think what really hit me the hardest is a mother stepping in and just saying, please don't let anything happen to my child. And God saying, he's my child too. Wow. Marlene, you're awesome. Any final comments?
That's it. He doesn't stutter. And the one other thing, when when he said, your son is my son. My son has been a Christian his whole life, and I know lots of people, when they go through their 20s, they kind of lose their faith and then fall back into their faith. But mm-hmm. he didn't. He has been a Christian and serving God his life and has never fallen away from that. So wow. for sure, my son is his son. And
that's beautiful.
And I'm grateful for that. For as yeah. much as I'm grateful for his cure of being stuttering, I'm mm-hmm. grateful to know that he is on the path to heaven, too, which is eternal.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you feel comfortable giving us his first name? I put you in the book. I want to pray for continued blessings for him and his journey as a Christian.
Okay. That's good. Thank
okay.
you.
You've got
name
it.
Is Nicholas.
Nicholas. Oh, beautiful name. Nicholas is a great name. Okay, Marlene, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. Wow. I don't think there's a dry eye on the show team here again today. This happens every time we do Take Two when we share these really deep stories. So thank you, Marlene. We're going to get to Karen next in Boston, but Karen, hold on for a second here. I want to just share with our listeners, Mother Angelica Live Classics, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Mother explains when anger is good and when it is bad and when we need to let it go by giving it over to God. All about anger on Tuesday. It's going to be a great Mother Angelica Live Classics. Okay, let's get to Karen in Boston, Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross online. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm really very emotional. These stories, I just want to hug God. You know, I just want to say thank you, God, for showing up in all of these people's lives. Go ahead, Karen. Tell us your story.
Wonderful. Okay. So my dad lived about an hour and a half away from my sister and I, and my brother lived even further away. And he, since he was living alone, we kind of would worry about him, but we would go down and check on him and stuff. But then as time was going on, he didn't really want us to be checking on him, and he started just being very secretive. And so to the point that we encouraged him to at least have somebody come in and help clean the house, which he had her there. But she also ended up realizing that she should probably come a little more often to check on him in the morning. So she noticed that he'd really failed and that he was unsafe to be at home. And so we got a call from her, my sister did, and the two of us decided, you know, we're not going to call him and tell him we're going down, because we didn't even know if he was going to let us in the house, because mm-hmm. he even changed the code on his alarm system so that my brother, we had three of us. And it's, you know, he was just the type that is very stubborn, and he wants to do what he wants to do. And we were just too nervous about him being alone. So we were talking to him about us just at least rotating, coming down and staying at night. Mm-hmm. Because he got worse at night. And we were, so at that point, he got very angry. He called his doctor while we were there, my sister and I, talking to him. And he said that if he had a gun, he was going to shoot himself because we were bothering him so much. Well, that got him a ride in the ambulance to the emergency room at the hospital. And the poor thing was there for like 5 days until they could find him a place in the emergency room for 5 days, and to find a place for him, a psych facility. Mm-hmm. The whole time he was there, he blamed it all on us, of course, because we went down to see him, and that made him say that. And so he wouldn't talk to my brother, my sister, and I, or if he did, it was just terrible things he was saying to us. And he ended up being at that facility for 9 months, and he actually got his own doctor, who was also an attorney, that this other doctor that was a psych doctor. And he negotiated that as long as he went, he could go back to his house if he followed certain rules, which there was a whole lot of them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. of them. And he was supposed to have 24-hour care, which he decided he would do finally, because we'd been trying to get him to get that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasted for 3 months. And almost to the year to the day, he had to be taken out of his house again because one of the women called us, and he had a special extra care caregiver that they'd set up for him, who was involved with making sure everything was going smoothly and he was getting to doctor's appointments because he still wanted to drive. Right. But this man was...
Real quickly, Karen, how does the story end? Real fast, you hear the music.
Oh, okay, no, I didn't. I'm so sorry. What happened was his home had a dog, mm-hmm. birds that he loved, a koi pond, and a greenhouse with orchids. See, we ended up,
Karen, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to close the show. Please forgive me. You're going to have to email us the rest of the story. Please forgive me, Karen. It sounds like your dad was doing better through all this. So that is, I would consider that a miracle. Gail and Tom and Stephen and Marie, we're not going to get to you today. You have incredible stories as well. You can always call back on Unscripted and you can tell your miracle story. We need to hear these stories, you guys. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.